Yes, we live holy name, let's thank him. The glorious God, the glorious God, the glorious God, the glorious God, the awesome God, the glorious God, the awesome
in our life, and
worship your holy name, O God. Lord, we bless your name, we bless your name, we bless your name. Lord, we worship you, we worship you,
we worship you this morning. Thank you, King of Kings.
Lord, we bless your name, O God. Thank you, O God.
We lift your name high.
Let's begin to invite the Holy Spirit in our midst, and let's begin to hand over everything to His hands this morning. The Holy Spirit will welcome you in our midst in the name of Jesus. We welcome you in this place. We hand over everything into your hands this morning.
We come into your place.
We have your way in the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord God Almighty. We hand everything, everything over to you in the name of Jesus. Take full and absolute control of this place, in this place, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, O God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We give you praise because you are God.
Thank you.
We magnify your holy name because you are a good, good Father.
Yes, good God.
We thank you, O God, for being there for us.
Yes, Lord.
Magnify your holy name, O God, because you are that God.
Yes.
You are the only one.
Yes.
Who will never forsake us, even when everyone walks away.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless your holy name for being there in the dire moment of our lives.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, because the same you who is the God of the mountain, you are the same God in the valley.
Yes, Lord. We
thank you, because when things go wrong, you are right there.
Thank you.
When things are right, you are right there.
Thank you.
We thank you, O God, for answered prayers.
Thank you.
We thank you, O God, for everything you've done for us from the beginning of this year.
Thank you.
To this present moment, O God.
Thank
we
you.
Bless your holy name, O God. Bless we thank you. We are not waiting for bad things to happen before we appreciate what you've done for us.
Bless you.
We are thanking you now because of your goodness.
Thank you.
Because of your love.
Thank
because
you.
Of your faithfulness.
Thank
because
you.
Of your mercy.
Thank you.
Lord, be exalted in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everlasting Father, as we go into your word this morning, we pray, O God, that Lord, you will lead us. You will point, O God, the direction you want us to go this morning in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Everlasting Father.
Lord.
Let your word have a place in us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And help us that will not be the hearer of your word alone, but the doer of it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, righteous Father.
Thank you,
blessed
God.
Be your holy name.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good
and
morning.
Sister Comfort, happy new year.
Hallelujah. It's good to see you.
Good morning.
Really good to have you back online, man.
Thank you, sir. So, yeah,
yes, sir. All right. We have a topic that says need and want. Need and want. Need and want. And I believe the understanding we have between the two is basically need is something that that is of essence, that is of importance, that is that fill a vacuum, a legitimate vacuum. Let me put it that way. While want is sometimes it comes with emotion, it comes with nothing will happen if I don't have it, but I still want it. You know. Oftentimes we hear, I gotta have it. The question is, that's what you gotta have. Is it a need or a want? Sometimes it's easier for us to differentiate between the two. And sometimes the line is just thin that is hard for us to be able to differentiate between the two. And it all depends on what is going on in our lives. And this morning we'll be treating that. It talks about, there's a part of this that I'm not having. I try to look at the... I used to have the pamphlet, but I couldn't find it this morning.
it's instant gratification leads to long-term misery.
Okay. So instant gratification leads to long-term misery. All right. Let's look into what we have. I believe this is Philippians
4:19.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. 4:19. Chapter 4, verse 19. Let me read from 14. It says, yes, it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. Now, Paul is referring to the Philippians. Now, he said, verse 16, for even when I was in Thessalonica, he sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Now that I desire your gifts, what I desire is that more be credited to your account. And it said, I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent, they are fragrant offering and acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And verse 19 says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Verse 20 says, to our God and the Father to be glory forever and ever. Now, when we look at what Paul was writing about there, it talks about how his need were met by the people of, you know, by the Philippians, you know, and it wasn't his want that was met, it was his need, right? And when he was praying, we see that part. It says, for even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire your gift, what I desire is more be credited to your account. And when he was praying for them in verse 19, it says, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. So it just shows the importance of need, both for him and when he's praying for them as well, he was praying about their need and not their want. Now, I read the passage we have today. It says, God promised to supply your need, not your greed. He said, when you get into debt, by buying things you shouldn't, don't expect him to bail you out. No responsible parent will do that. And God is a responsible parent. He gives you choices and he points out consequences. He told Adam and Eve not to eat the forbidden fruit. Then Satan came along and said, God doesn't really mean it. You can do what you want and be okay. Sound familiar? Advertisers do the same thing. One furniture company offers a house full of furniture with no monthly payments for 2 years. Question, if you can't afford it, how will you pay for it 2 years from now? It's time for you to get out of debt, not deeper in it. And the Bible tells you how. Don't be greedy for the things of this life, for greed is a form of idolatry. Colossians 3 verse 5 said, instead of craving things you don't need, enjoy the things you have. If you are not tithing, start now. You will be switching from the world's faltering economy to God's fail-safe economy. When you tithe, he promises to protect your interest and bless you. There shall not be room enough to receive. Malachi 3, 8 to 12. Third, before you go shopping, try praying. Ask God about what you need. Then wait for him to respond. Four, start giving away some of what you have. It is possible to give away and become richer, and to hold on too tightly and lose everything. The liberal man shall be made rich. Proverbs 11, verse 24. Verse 24 to 25. Obey God, be patient, and watch what happens. Now, based on our reading today, we can see that God is interested in our need and not our want. You know, he said, and will supply to all our need according to his riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Meaning that that which is of essence, that which is of importance, that which, you know, needed to fill a legitimate vacuum, God is interested in it. And oftentimes, you know, based on, you know, the write-up for today, we can see how we always hear when people say, you use the money you don't have to buy what you don't need, to impress the people who are not even aware that you are there. At the end of the day, you are incurring a lot of debt on yourself. And oftentimes we have seen or we have had a story, and it might probably have happened to us, you know, for those who are immigrants too, you know, particularly when we're flying back home. We have to buy this, buy that for that, buy this for this, buy that for that. The question is, those things, are they need for them or they are want? You know, and unfortunately, it has given them a wrong impression about people here. That's given the wrong impression about how the economy is here. It has given a wrong impression about how well people are doing here. At the end of the day, most of those things are probably put on credit cards. And the truth is, probably double overtime, triple time, the individual did before traveling. You went back there, probably no rest. You came back and have to continue because we have to pay back those monies. At least that is one thing that is, you know, that we all are aware of, right? And here they are telling us, we need to be careful. Here it made mention of, you know, advertising companies. They will tell you, oh, a house full of furniture, you don't have to pay anything for the next 2 years. The reality is, do we need it? Is it a need? Not too long ago, I went for a visit, to visit an individual. And because, you know, one of the things that, you know, captured the heart of many, particularly here in this part of the world, is discount. You hear, that thing is on discount. I can buy it for 50% of it. You buy this, buy that. At the end of the day, you discover that most of those things, you are probably not using them. They are probably locked down somewhere in the basement or in the box or in the closet. Not needed. Because at that time, they were not even needed in the first place. They were just want. When we enter into, when we get into some of our closets, you'll be surprised. Some clothes that have been there for probably about 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, have never been worn. And yet, we are probably buying more. At what point do we get to realize that these things are just wants? They are not really a need for us. They are not really need for us. And unfortunately, some might probably put all those things on credit cards, you know. And as a result, we are just getting deeper and deeper into what? Into debt. And again, here, you know, they encourage you to have credit card. But again, there has to be, you have to be responsible in your use of it. Because if not, you just discover that you get to a point that marks everything. And to even live your normal, regular daily life, you can't anymore because you are deep into debt. So here they are telling us we need to understand the difference between need and want. And the writer even advises us here to talk to God about it. Because certain things, as much as certain things might look urgent to us, honestly, they might be want and not need. And that is that part where we need to be in sync with the Spirit of God. And it's one of the reasons why I said sometimes it's hard to differentiate between the two, the need and want. Because of how urgent certain things are, because of certain situation, want might look like a need. And that's why we need to, you know, be closer to God. Because God rules in the affairs of men. He has a way of instructing us, of directing us, our mind, our heart. Because the things we meditate on has a way of influencing our actions. If we are worldly in our thoughts, our actions will show worldliness. If all we do is to seek, I gotta have it, I gotta have it, then before you know it, your mind will be drawing towards that. Mm. Because your thought can be worldly, and your response to things will be godly. No, it cannot. It cannot. You know, some people, they would rather buy Ashwebi uniform than to even feed their family. Because of party here, party there. And unfortunately, it has gotten to a point where people say, oh, remember when I wanted to do my own party, this person came, that person came, this person came, and they bought clothes to me, so I have to buy, even when you don't have it.
Excuse.
And this has even gotten into the church, unfortunately. That, oh, if you don't buy my clothes for my party, we are not friends anymore. Seriously? Really? Oh, it's my son's graduation. Everybody have to buy it. Did you even check if that person had eaten? Did you even check if they are paying their rent? Did you even check if they have enough to take them through the month? And oftentimes, need, that's why I said need is legitimate. But want is always about yourself. Me, myself, I only. You go to the store. You see markdown, markdown, markdown. And all you are doing is acquiring it, even the ones you don't need. So we need to be careful. Even if we are not using credit card, we need to spend wisely. Because oftentimes, the things that we want to acquire, the things we want to have, in the real sense of it, they are just want. You know, yesterday, the pastor was talking about comfort, the true comfort. Some is Bugatti. That's their comfort.
Yes.
You know. You know, one of our family members sells cars, and they will tell you that, you know, when people, as soon as people get their tax return, they're coming to buy cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, some of these people, they can't even afford to maintain the car. They buy it, and of course, because, you know, probably they have to finance it, 2 months later, they can't pay. They come and get the car from them. The question is, why do you get a car that you cannot maintain? It's like when you say getting married is the easiest part of it. But ability to maintain home is where the true work is. We spend so much time on things that are not really necessary. And the one that is really needful, we don't really pay attention to it. So we need to put our priorities right. Sometimes we look at some other people. Remember, one of the things Pastor mentioned yesterday was, you know, you are driving your Honda and you see me driving a Maserati. And you're already looking at it. I should be driving this. Do you know how the journey started? Do you know the route that got me to this point? And you begin to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation just because you want to belong. Someone who is earning way more than you want to be competing with that person. And then it doesn't matter. He can buy his own cash. I buy my own, you know, I finance my own. All of us are driving Maserati. It's true. But by the time he gets out of his Maserati, he goes to his house and he sleeps well with both eyes closed. What happens to you? You can't even come home because you're at work doing triple, double, quadruple just to pay for it. What happens to peace of mind? What happens to that comfort that comes with contentment? What happens in just taking care of your need? What happens to being a blessing to others instead of just about you, instead of just about me? And the fact is, some of us are probably raised by some other parent, not our direct parent. What happens to being a blessing to someone else? Having the understanding that if those people had not sown into your life, you probably not turn out the way you turn out to be. Because you are meeting their need and not fulfilling your own want, fleshy desire. What happened to those? So we need to look inward and ask ourselves, all those things we're acquiring, do we really need them? Are they need or they just want? Number 3 point I made mention of is that before you go shopping, try praying. Ask God about what you need, then wait for Him to respond. Are we engaging God in things we do? Or because it just come to mind, yes, that is it. Or because we can afford it. And do you know that this is one of the reasons why some of us don't even have savings? Because all we do is shop, 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 buy, 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 and buy. After I buy, I buy. After I buy, I buy. After I buy, I buy. Number 4 point said, start giving away some of what you have. It is possible to give away and become richer. You know, some people, recently I heard there is a medical term for those who hoard things. They don't need it, but they hoard it. In fact, they don't even have space for it, but they still hoard it. I took a trip with someone not too long ago. If you see the house, and everything was there displayed. I was like, what are you doing with all these things? No, well, it's just cheap and I bought it. How many of it are you using? Either one or none, but they are there. My prayer is that if there's anyone under the stronghold or this kind of stronghold, I pray that God will deliver him or her in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The floor is open for contribution.
Wow, this is powerful. Thank you so much, brother. Honestly, I can't even top anything that you have said this morning. This is what is actually needed in this kind of season, because we're about to get to that season, and which is the season of November, that you see people say, oh, Black Friday. It's just like what me and my husband were discussing yesterday. You know, we have to actually align our focus well. That is basically what today is telling us. And Apostle Paul actually analyzed it on that Philippians 4 that we just read. And I like the fact that you read it from the beginning, when he was addressing the Philippians, you know, addressing them in the sense that their efforts, their, you know, dedication is towards God. Their spending, remember, everything that they are doing it to promote the gospel. But in our case, it's opposite. And that is the reason why Apostle Paul was telling them that I pray that God will credit your account according to what is riches in glory. I think we need to understand when we are reading the Bible very well, honestly. Don't just jump to the verse that actually speaks to us, because this has become, you know, something that is not actually promoting what Christ actually purposely came for. You see us using that slang. It has become slang. Honestly, you see us saying that, oh, God will provide my wants, I will reach you according to his riches and glory. We've turned it to a song. We don't even go back and read what Apostle Paul was actually referring to. We thought getting ourselves in debt, God is going to, you know, make us to be, no, 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 no. You have to take care of it by yourself. You got yourself into it. But what God is going to bless is the work of his, of your hand, which you walk towards his, you know, kingdom. And remember, the second, is it the second point that was talking about tithing? I'm sorry, I don't like going to the tithing. But one thing God says about tithing, it is only for those one that they are, you know, thank God for our church. Thank God for everyone in that church. Even though we might be small, but we are mighty, because we all understand the purpose of tithe. We don't even have to be, you know, asking people. They know what to do, because they align themselves with the word of God, which means we are no more, you know, we are no more baby Christian any longer. Honestly, it's only baby Christian that you have to remind them what to do, just like our child, reminding them what to do. That, oh, I told you don't go and do that. I told you don't put that stuff there. I told you don't go and jump. I told you this, that. Baby Christians, you will be telling them what to do. But the matured Christian, they know what is right to do. And they will not get themselves in debt. Honestly, they will not flog with the Joneses because they said bed of the same feather flog together. They won't flog. They will be content with whatever they have. They won't have to look to brother so, or sister so, before they will be content with what God has given to them. Contentment is really very important. Even Apostle Paul told us that it's a great gain. And those ones that they are content, they have fear of God upon them, honestly. And that is why he said he didn't use contentment alone. He said contentment with godliness. It's a great gain. It's only the wise that can understand that word, especially we women. Oh, when we see sisters, so, you don't know how she manages herself. You don't know how she does her things. You don't know that she might be so strict, especially people like me. My husband can testify. People see me radiating all over the place. They think, oh, she's just spending. I can go months without spending a dime from all myself, a dime. But people will not understand it. They look at the picture and they decide on that picture. And they are putting themselves in debt and they're expecting God to come and bail them out of that debt. How? How does God tell you to be, you know, using someone to write your own journey? No. I think it's time for us to wake up, especially time. Black Friday is coming. In fact, it's Black Friday is coming. You see, some of us, we have been gathering ourselves energy. That Black Friday, I should be the first person on the line. that mentality, you know what I mean? That mentality. Honestly, ever since I came to America for over 15 years, the only time I went to Black Friday, my first year and the second year, I spoke to myself. You are going to pay for something, and you'll be on the line in the cold. People will smash on you. People, oh, Lord have mercy. Come on, we need to wake up.
Amen.
Because we are riding on somebody else's journey. We are not riding on our own journey. We have our map. We are going to Chantilly, but because sister so is in A Market, we are going to Chantilly, and we went to A Market. Meanwhile, our blessing is in Chantilly, but because sister so, our journey is towards that area. I need to follow that area. See the time that you wasted before you come back to Chantilly. See the resources that you wasted before coming to Chantilly. And you're still coming back to that Chantilly, oh, not that you won't come back, oh, but you've wasted so much resources. I pray that God will help us.
Amen.
That our focus will be straight, honestly, because we are going to that time. And that's why I said, I can't top what Brother Sam have said today. And hoarding, it's a disease. It's really a disease. If you have things, you're hoarding it. You know what? A lot of people don't understand that this country, when it's time for markdown or this thing, I've worked in the store before. I know how it operates. So nobody can use my money for their own profit any longer. Honestly, they're using us to make their own profit. That's one thing people don't understand. If you don't need those things, please don't waste your money. Because they are making profit out of your money. All those markdowns you guys see, they are lying to you. And there's some store. Me and my husband, we decide we are not going to that store any longer because we are on the air. I can't mention that store. Because one thing is that you go there, your plan was to buy one thing. At the end of the day, all this because of the distraction that they put all over the place. You end up spending $200. That is the strategy. Strategy that they are using to take money out of your pocket. I pray that the Lord will help us to wake up and make use of the mentality which Apostle Paul is talking about. Exercise that energy in the work of God and see the blessings. I pray that the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 May God help us. Thank you, ma. Thank you. More contributions.
Everybody has said a lot this morning. Hallelujah. I can't top what Brother Simon said and what Pastor Mrs. has said. But one thing that I just want us to keep in mind, that when we're heaven focused, things that are material things, they are not of big value to us. They're not driven factor to motivate us to do things. And we will only deal with the needs when we're heavenly minded. And I think when we're heavenly minded, things of the flesh are no longer ruling us. We are not going to fall into the trap of all that little things I wanted. It's no longer about you, it is about God. And then the Spirit of God is what's going to be directing every action that you take. Ordering things that's not necessary will not be part of your priority. Going after things that doesn't really matter will not be part of your priority, because you know you're on pilgrimages and you're not going to try and take as much things that will weigh you down. Because sometimes things that we acquire that we don't need, they're just a heavy burden, unnecessary weigh down is what it costs. And lately, it's affecting a lot of relationship, because we have indebted ourselves in a lot of things that we don't need. Then it causes strain in what we want to do for God. And we cannot be asking God to come and bail us out from what we get, even though it will come and bail us out. But God wants us to learn. And that's the reason why we have this daily devotion, to try and educate ourselves and try to enlighten ourselves, that what's important is for us to focus our mind on God. Because when our mind is set on God, everything that is driven by emotion or that is driven by flesh, they will be subdued. We will focus on what's important. And what's important is that God rules our heart. And if God is ruling our heart, we will not be lusting after things that are not going to give glory to God. Should we deny ourselves of the great things that God has provided? No. No, we are not saying that. We're just saying that we should let the Holy Spirit lead us to do things. None of us is going to lack anything that we need. And we're not going to be pushed on the side when we come into the society, because we're the child of the Most High. We will be presented according to who we are. We're the child of the King, and we cannot be put to the side. Even if what we wear is as simple as it can be, the light of the Lord is still going to shine upon it, that we will still be singled out. So we don't have to look at the world in the way that they do things to express the God that we serve. We express the God that we serve by looking up to him, and we become radiant, and the world see who we serve. And I pray that Brasham has prayed, same as this has prayed, that God will help us to focus on him, so that Holy Spirit will be able to guide us to do the right thing, and not to put ourselves in a bondage of things that are not needed. And it's important that we get to know that, because it's godly, it's kingdom-minded, that will help us to focus on that. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And the relationship, Pastor made mention of. Unfortunately, we've had stories when, you know, financially, you know, certain families can handle certain things at certain times. But because a family friend just acquired theirs, you know, there'll be pressure to go get their own as well. And oftentimes, these are broken relationships, a broken marriage that led to broken marriage, broken relationships and all that, or has led to, you know, unnecessary pressure, you know, financial pressure on families, you know. And of course, when pressure gets to a point, then, you know, anger comes in, fight comes in, and a lot of things goes in there, you know. And I believe that, you know, talking about this today, it's if we actually do what is being talked about today. Not only that we'll have peace of mind, we will sleep with both eyes closed. Because the question I ask myself, how long are we going to be here that we'll spend most of our life struggling and being uncomfortable? And the truth is, the simple things of life is actually what bring comfort. That's the reality. The simple things of life is what actually bring reality, what brings, you know, peace of mind. So we should try as much as possible not to complicate things for ourselves. Let us do as is needed and not, you know, to fulfill, an illegitimate need that is called want. May God help us.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We just thank God this morning, the way and manner this topic has been discussed. And I'm really blessed. You know, we continue to pray. When the word of God comes, the Bible says the word of God is like a mirror. You know, when you look at it in the mirror, you adjust, you know, maybe your makeup, if it's too much, you reduce it. If it's not enough, you know, that's how the word of God is. You know, I pray that God will actually help us to give heart, incline our ears to his word that has come to us, because many of us, we actually suffer these things, impulse buying, indulgences, you know. It's not really necessary. What Brasam had just said last night, you know, it just blessed my soul. You know, simple life, simple, just make it don't complicate. We can complicate our life by our lifestyle. It's not necessary. And how long are we really staying in this part of the world? And if you are not going with anything, I always say it. My brother was buried was it Friday or Saturday, you know, with all the labor in life, all the things, property, they didn't bury him with anyone. I'm sure that the children would have been thinking in their heart, who should belong to this and that. So the real thing is just to make things simple for yourself. By that last statement, Brother made, we should not, because like what we are, example we are giving in this passage today, when you go and buy things and you are suffering the consequences, then you not start calling upon God, you expect God to help you, it will not help you, because what you sow, you will reap it. It will save your life, but you will suffer the consequence of what you have done. That is just the truth of the whole thing. May the Lord help us. We continue to pray for ourselves, continue to ask God to help us. You know, He's a Father, He loves us. His desire is for us to make it. We shall not suffer in vain in Jesus' name. Like, Pastor Missy just made a remark just now. That is a warning to everyone of us. This Black Friday, whatever they call it, now be buying and buying and by the end of the day, we end up not using it again. So that's a warning for us now. That we should be conscious. We should know what to do. May the Lord bless us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Ma. He said, "Don't complicate your life by your lifestyle." And that is true. The lifestyle we choose has a lot to do with either we can sleep with both eyes closed, or we are always concerned about something going wrong. Thank you, man. More contributions, please.
Good morning, Sam. Thank you very much.
Good morning, sir.
For the invitation. Thank you. Today is a topic we said is instant gratification that leads to long-term misery. I know today we actually really, you know, talked much about, you know, our spending patterns and all that. But when you think about it, instant gratification is in everything that we do, you know. and it's based on, you know, our desires of quickly getting things. You know, when you think about lust and all those things, like, you know, we like to, instead, the call for us and the way is, you know, through the cross to denying ourselves and actually yielding. But it is difficult in the world because, you know, just like the notion of advertisements, we're being, you know, bombarded. But that is a place of where we can truly manifest our faith and dependence. When you think about Apostle Paul saying, you know, he already found that way, ways to actually just abide in Christ, that he has all he needs, and we've been given all we need to. And as we abide in God, then we can know his will. Then it's easy for us to seek his will and pray for his will. Instead, like you just said, instead of praying for wants, then we know what we need. You know, his presence, his equipment. Well, it comes in the place of denying ourselves those things. As you said, to deny ourselves, then we get to know God's will for our lives and multiple things. It is hard for us to deny ourselves because if we, like you said, from the beginning of this teaching, if we keep focusing on worldliness, it is hard. And we are in a world of instant gratification. And the pastor always, it's a relation to what pastor talks about, microwave, you know, kind of lifestyle and all those things. We're in a world of instant gratification. We want to get to this place. We want people to praise us. Even while we're maybe teaching in the church, we want people to respond like it's a, you know, it's a concert or something. But, you know, when you think about it, you know, this expression that sows the seed is not, doesn't necessarily have to wait to, you know, somebody else that does the work of, you know, reaping the fruits and all those things. For us, we shouldn't live our life for instant gratification. You know, Christ came and he died. All he lived was 3 years. You know, but all this while, it's an eternal, you know, fruit and fruitfulness, you know, based on the seed that was sown in our heart through his death, his life, and resurrection. So for us, let's not look onto instant. And, you know, I used to be, you know, that's why I say we have to actually learn through experience. And when God is, that's what, when, you know, James and even Paul said, it's about all, as we continue to grow, we, you know, we learn things as we abide in Christ. Through our experiences, you know, that, you know, some things we want and we desire so much. And after we, you know, God lets us be because we continue to pursue it. And after a while, then we see that those things, they don't really matter in the grand scheme of things. You know, we desire this thing so much, you know, that once we get it, we realize that what is the essence of what we desire so much. So for us, I think, for us, let us deny ourselves. Let us abide in him so that we can know his will for us. And we know that his will is perfect, you know, because that is who he is in the first place. So for us, let's not continue to, you know, focus on, you know, ill desires, which is the underneath portion of those ill desires, are, you know, it's just worldliness. It's just for us to be able to show, you know, let God glory, you know, let God take all the glory, you know. And it comes through, you know, denial. You know, the way to eternal life is through the cross, and God has called us to deny so those desires that are, you know, dragging us wayside, lustfulness, covetousness, those things are, they hold us captive. But now God wants us to hold on to life. And when you think about the point of, you know, idolatry, just greed, you know, not being able to deny ourselves to be able to give to God, knowing that he is the one that gave us in the first place, you know, the grace to be able to seek him so that he can reveal to us the true needs that we need. And, you know, generosity, because out of the abundance of who he is, that is how he gave us. But all those things, those characters, there's no way we can do it without abiding in it. And those things comes by denying ourselves, because if we indulge ourselves, then it's just exactly like the Galatians says. If we indulge ourselves, then we are satisfying flesh. But if we deny ourselves and yield underneath his grace, then we can let the Spirit be the one, you know, leading and directing us. And, you know, it's difficult, like you said from the beginning, if you indulge in, you know, worldliness, we will, the fruits will be, you know, that will be manifested with the flesh. And our God will continue to minister his word into us. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Our connection, our outright, you know, being in sync, the Spirit of God helps us not to fulfill the lust of the eyes or the flesh and all that. That is the only way. We always see things that caught our eyes, that caught our attention, be it at the store, be it online, you know. Only God knows what is right now in our, what do you call it, in our online account, you know, that we already put in there, you know, waiting to just, you know, give it just one click, you know. So we need to go back and prioritize right, all of us. Because again, it is not the hearer of the word, but the doer of it. May God help us. I yield to Pastor.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Russ. What a very interesting topic. It just breaks my heart to know that and I wanted to kind of put a disclosure here. Some would say, oh, yeah, don't mind them. They've already gone to what they want. They have achieved what they want to achieve. That's why they're talking like that. They don't know how it feels. Trust me, we know how it feels. There's been so many times that we jump into the wagon of want to be like, and we find out that it's really not what it ought to be. Like Brother Sam said, people, tax system come, they take the money that is supposed to put into saving. They're going to use it as a down payment to buy a car. And when it happened, they couldn't pay for the car. They took the car back from them. The down payment they're supposed to save, they don't have it. Now they start begging for money. We fall into that. And we, like Brian rightly said, we are living in a world that is, everything about it is greed. If you have, and you are able to maintain what you have, and you're able to share from what you have, thank God for it. When you have enough and you're still looking for more than what you have, then that's causing trouble. That's calling for trouble. That you're not being able to give thanks to the one that is in your possession and be able to share from the one you are in your possession, and you hold onto it, and then you want to go and acquire more to it, then that's what we're talking about today. And God has determined that your need will be met. That's a guarantee. There is no any question mark on it. But when you meet those needs, and those needs are being met, and you know those needs are met, but you're not satisfied with it, now that is an idolatry. That makes God angry. Because that means that God has not done anything for you, because what he has given you, you're not happy with it. That's what we're discussing today. And the prayer is that God will open our eye of understanding to be content and be appreciative of what he has given us. And out of what he has given us, that is what the Philippian did for Paul. Because it's not that they're that rich. And that's why he prayed to God, that because it's in their needs that God has used them to bless his need, and God will supply their needs back. Because wherever the giver gives, God always supplies where the giver is giving. But we have it. We haven't shared it, but we want to acquire more. That is idolatry, and that's what we call greed. And that's what the society is today. And we want to bring our heart out of that and look unto God to help us to manage every resources that he has given us, to make them a blessing to others. Instead of taking more in, let's ditch out so God can fill us up. And may God help us in the name of Jesus. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can't even understand So first this morning, you must ask him to come into your heart. Tell him to forgive you of your sin. Tell him, confess him this morning. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me and you rose for me. This morning, I confess you, Lord Jesus, be the Lord of my life, my Lord and my Savior. To say that, we pray that the Holy Spirit fall upon you, start guiding you, directing you in the name of Jesus. Look for Bible Believing Church and let them pray with you, walk with you, and study the Bible with you. If you can find one, go on the internet, type rccg.org. You will find the Redeemed Christian Church of God close to you, and they will walk with you. The rest of us, listen, there's nothing we brought into this world. There is nothing we are going to give out that we're going to take with us. The best thing is that what God has given us. Let's seek his face to use them to the glory of his holy name. And may God help us in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for your son that you've used expressly this morning. Every contributor that you've spoken through, Father, don't let this word stand against us on the day when we shall be with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The ability and the enablement, the grace to be content with what you have given us, and not only content, but to be a blessing to others from what you have given us, like the Philippians did for Paul. Father, grant us that grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that the enemy wants to use to entice us to fall into the trap of bondage, of idolatry. Father, this morning, we reject it, we renounce it, and we separate ourselves from it in the name of Jesus Christ. The rest of the day is in your hand. Holy Spirit, guide our step, direct our path, and let only your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let us share the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I am the one the Lord has blessed, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Brother Sam. Thank you, everybody, for joining. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. I wanted to take the opportunity to thank each and every one of you for your appreciation gift yesterday. I love you guys. I appreciate you. God bless you. And thank you for all your support. God bless you. Thank you. Have a good day. Jesus.